Let's play the quiz. Tell me about a contestant, please, champ.
Let's put down our butthead and welcome Tom Cocker of Fort Belvoir. Tom is a traffic controller for the Army stationed at Fort Belvoir. He likes car repair, woodworking, paying homage to the King of Jeopardy, and watching the A-Team.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Just fine. And we'll be checking in with the real-life Jeopardy King, Jamie Weiss, in his rented limo here in half a second. Pick C, okay?
All right.
All right, question number one. Last night, NBC finally presented the death of the Incredible Hulk in a giant two-hour mega spectacular. How did David Banner finally kill the Hulk?
How?
A, through electric shock.
Mm-hmm.
B, through hypnosis.
Yeah.
C, he ate a lot more fiber.
Oh, I saw that. It's C, yeah.
Way to go, Tom. Good job.
Yeah,
Way to go.
Tell Tom what he's won.
It's a pair of tickets to the Virginia Slims of Washington. You'll be able to see Martina Navratilova, Zena Garrison, and Monica Seals battle against 25 of the world's best female professional tennis players at the George Washington University Smith Center on Tuesday. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, number two for you, my friend. Ivana Trump may have to cut back on a few things if she's forced to stick to her prenuptial agreement.
Mm-hmm.
She signed with Donald Trump and settled for only $25 million.
Poor thing.
In her divorce settlement. She told the New York Daily News if she does indeed have to cut costs somewhere, she would try A, flying coach.
Yeah.
Or she would try B, driving herself.
Mm-hmm.
Or she said she would try C, well, she tried to buy gold only in the large economy-sized bars.
It sounds like C to me. I wouldn't.
Good answer.
That.
Way to go, Tom.
Yeah, tell Tom what he's won.
It's a gift certificate for two to the West End Dinner Theater. Congratulations, Tom.
Oh, thank you. It'll come in handy. Our anniversary's coming up.
Well, good. Finally, speaking of Donald Trump, how many years have you been a slave to the ball and chain?
How many years you been married, Tom?
It'll be two this next week.
Okay. Speaking of Donald Trump, hey, nothing better to talk about than a guy getting divorced when you're talking about your marriage, your anniversary coming up here. Speaking of Donald Trump, what Hollywood star is he being spotted with now? And according to the National Enquirer, what is his reported love name for her?
Oh, man.
Is the star A, Kim Basinger, and the name, my sweet Vicky Vale? Or is the woman B, Opie Taylor's teacher, Trump's Crump? Or is the starlet C, Roseanne Barr, Trump's Plump Rump?
I read about that. It's C.
Way to go, Tom. You're doing a lot of reading, huh, Tom?
Yes,
yeah, hey, tell Tom what is fun.
It's a year's supply of Prego spaghetti sauce. Prego homemade toast.
It's in there.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Tom. And my friend, what's your favorite radio station?
WAVA.
How you spell that?
WAVA.
Have a good President's Day. Who's your favorite president?
I give up. Who?
All right, thanks. Hold on. Would you like a chocolate pie?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
great. There
you go. You've won a delicious chocolate pie. Or how do you say that, Mike? A delicious chocolate pie?
A chocolate pie? 20 feet wide!
From the Wooden Shoe Pastry Shop in Wheaton. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot.
Hold on, my friend. 840 at WAVA. Now we got Jamie Weiss, King of Jeopardy,
right, out
in a rented limousine right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play the phone booth game with Jamie. And you. Jamie's got his limo parked in front of a phone booth in front of the Willard Hotel.
Right.
Named after Willard Scott at the corner of 15th and Pennsylvania.
Big picture of Willard in the lobby there.
That's in Northwest. So right now, go to the phone booth and look for the big stretch limo in front of the Willard Hotel at the corner of 15th and Pennsylvania. We'll call Jamie on one line and call the phone booth on the other line.
And you can meet Jamie and get some valuable prizes at the same time.
And he's really smart. 20 till 9.
What makes your Washington area...
Jamie Weiss on one of these lines.
Now, right now, we are calling the phone booth in front of the Willard Scott Hotel at the corner of 15th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, and that is right where Jamie Weiss, teen tournament Jeopardy winner, is there with his limousine. And Jamie's going to be talking to you. We're going to be talking to you. It's going to be just a real festival down there.
Just a real gab fest.
Hello?
Hello, Io. This must be one of Jamie's cheerleader friends.
Yeah.
Hi. Where's Jamie?
He's sitting right here.
Can we talk to him?
Sure, just a sec.
Okay.
Jamie, the most popular boy in the world today.
Hello?
Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
Having a good time, my friend?
Great time.
Okay, listen, Jamie, can you see the phone booth out there?
Yeah, it's right next to us.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to ring that phone right now.
All right,
okay.
We're going to call the phone that's right next to your limousine right now. And you're having a marvelous time. You've been to the White House. You've been to the Capitol. You're drinking orange juice, reading newspapers.
Jamie?
There we go. They're ringing that phone.
There we go. Yeah, we're ringing it right now, Jamie. Is there anybody out there, Jamie?
Not really, No, there's no one.
You know, not people clamoring to meet you, Jamie?
No, I don't think anyone knows we're here.
Oh, well, it's a holiday. I forgot that it's President's Day.
Yeah, it's kind of a, I guess, a ghost town downtown.
Well, Jamie, you better send one of your cheerleader friends out there so we don't sound like total schmucks here, and have her go pick up the phone.
Okay, they're coming.
They're coming. Well, people are coming to the phone, or the cheerleaders are coming to the phone?
Two of them.
Two regular people?
Two cheerleaders.
Oh, two cheerleaders. Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, why are you answering this phone?
Because WAVA told me to.
Yay! Kelly, you're a brainiac. All right. Kelly, you don't see anybody down there to meet Jamie?
No.
Well, would you mind screaming as loud as you can there on the street that you've got the Jeopardy champion in a limo there?
Hold on. Still, we have to scream as loud as we can that we have the Jeopardy champion. Hold a second.
Okay. Kelly?
One, two, three.
Yeah, they're cheerleaders, you know.
Yeah,
I love cheerleaders.
Good job.
That was very good.
Oh, Jamie likes it.
Listen to Super Stud just sitting back there. Very good, ladies.
Yeah, you're liking that, aren't you, horse?
Jamie?
Yeah, you're
liking that.
Hi.
Hi again. So,
oh, here comes the guy.
Yeah, we're talking to Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Now they've got somebody at the phone.
Here.
Oh, somebody's there.
Yep.
Oh, well, put them on.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Fred.
Fred, how are you, Fred?
All right.
Happy President's Day, Fred.
Same to you.
Fred, would you like the pleasure of meeting the teen tournament champion?
What'd you say?
Would Fred, you like the pleasure of meeting the teen tournament champion of Jeopardy?
It's a big pleasure.
Are those cheerleaders, Fred?
Yeah.
Tell the cheerleaders to pipe down.
They say pipe down.
Pipe down.
Yeah, pipe down. We got some more people coming.
More people coming now.
Yeah.
Fred, why don't you go on over to the car and maybe Jamie will roll down the window and shake your hand.
Okay.
Okay, go on to the car. I see we've got Jamie on the other line. Yeah. Jamie?
Okay.
Yeah. This is pandemonium
got
right now.
Got a woman coming up here now.
All right, sir, you go to the car and meet Jamie.
Okay.
And Jamie, we'd like to hear it when you meet this guy, okay?
Okay, we'll make sure.
Can you see him walking over?
He's hanging up, he's giving the phone
to the other embarrassed to talk.
She's too embarrassed to talk.
Come on.
Is the guy making his way over yet, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, he is, actually.
This is a tough mental picture for me to paint for you folks right now.
A lot of phone conversations going on at once.